Hello and welcome to You and Method Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from West Hills, California. In a moment, you will experience unique insight and one-of-a-kind perspective from Shaolin Grandmaster Dr. Cam Yuen. Dr. Cam Yuen, DC, has worked with patients for over 30 years and has been the world's foremost expert and leading grandmaster of Shaolin Kung Fu for nearly half a century. He's a well-known author and martial artist, frequently appearing on the covers of different martial arts magazines. He was also the technical and kung fu advisor on the original Kung Fu TV series, and thus was instrumental in bringing authentic kung fu to the international audience. To talk to Dr. Yuen, please call in now or visit our website. The guest call-in number is 646-478-3782. You can ask us a question anytime on our website. You will also find out about our exciting upcoming live events on our website. To ask Dr. Yuen a question, please visit yuenmethod.com/ask. That's yuenmethod.com/ASK. Now, here he is, live on the air, Dr. Cam Yuen.
Hey, hi, everybody. Dr. Cam Yuen.
And Marnie Greenberg, co-author of Delete On the Spot Stress and Pain. We are here today to delete your stress and pain on the spot for relationships, and we're going to put this book into action for you. So thank you so much, everyone, for all those joining all around the world. We're here. Yes, this is live. We're on YouTube Live, and I see everybody here on chat. So, wow, welcome. I see all these names. Go ahead, chat with us. You're going to be feeling better and better during this live stream. It's all about relationships. So, yes, we are going to be taking live callers. That's what it's all about. Action. So give us a call. The call-in number is on the screen. You have the call-in number. It's anything regarding relationships that may cause you stress, whether it's a painful divorce, maybe you want to attract a new partner, maybe there's a lot of boundary issues going on, you name it, whether it's communication, feelings of being trapped, control, loneliness, any kind of sexual dysfunctions, lack of emotional intimacy, uncontrollable rage maybe towards a partner. But what I really want to say is that this really, this relationship, you know, we get emails all the time. We get success stories coming in, rolling in. So thank you for those who watched our stream that was on relationships, because this is part two. So if you haven't watched part one, you can do so here on YouTube, or you can come on over to youandmethod.com and watch it on our blog. So there's a lot of good information on there, too, as far as unconditional love and sexual neutrality that we discussed on the last stream. So this is a continuation. So if you haven't watched it, go ahead and watch it. But today, we want to make you feel good. I mean, right now, if you're feeling down about a relationship, if you're feeling down about yourself, you're going to feel better and better as this live stream goes on. Because as callers call in, how it works is that when other people get better, you will get better also. If you resonate with other people's weaknesses, you'll get better as the live stream goes on. But most important, Dr. Yuen is going to discuss about ourselves, us as individuals, like our relationship that we have with ourselves. So take a minute and think about yourself and what is the relationship you have with yourself? Because chances are I get too many emails, I get too many clients telling me that they're self-critical, they're self-judging, they blame themselves, they're complaining to themselves, and that's really coming from the mind. So we want to remind you that we're here to delete your mind. Get your mind out of it. Your mind's going to sabotage you. So you want to delete your mind, delete your spirit, and come from a place of neutrality. Tap into your physical intelligence. We're going to turn everybody's brain receiver on so that you're tapped into the higher universal wisdom. And ultimately, with yourself, Jackie, let's talk to everybody about, you know, the relationship they have with themselves. Like, how do you delete all the blaming and judging and self-criticism? Like, how do we unconditionally love ourselves, most important?
Well, it's pretty much about accepting yourself, and you know, you don't have to like put the word like love about yourself, self-love. It just really be strong with yourself and not be misled by the mental thinking, and you actually want to get into your physical potential of your physical intelligence, not your mental intelligence.
So we're here to activate you and connect you strongly and continually to your physical intelligence, your five brain, your brain receivers. We're turning your brain receivers on to be stimulated constantly and really get that wisdom from the higher universal intelligence and to have that flow of energy coming through on a regular basis, because that's really what it's all about. So for those of you watching, we're activating you now. Go ahead, take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath in your heart center. Place your attention on your midline, your spinal cord, and we're directing you central nervous system strength, and we're directing you to delete all the negative thinking patterns about yourself so that your relationship with yourself, that unconditional acceptance, is strong. You know, it's one thing to say you love yourself, but it's really about the unconditional love and to have the energy supporting unconditional love. So that when you say, and say it to yourself right now, I unconditionally love myself, because this dream is all about that. We want you to really unconditionally have that acceptance and that neutrality and the ultimate freedom to take charge of your future, take charge of your life. And so when we talk about relationships, it's not just about, you know, on the last stream we talked a lot about sexual neutrality, and we talked about intimacy. And it's really, how do we have that with ourselves, that feeling?
Well, actually, you should talk less with yourself. So telepathically communicate with yourself so you get the right answer, because telepathic communication is usually using your physical intelligence. And put your physical intelligence in action and not just talking about it. A lot of programs talk about innate intelligence and physical intelligence, or mental intelligence, emotional intelligence, but they're just talking about it. It's up to applying it and finding those weaknesses by comparing one with another weakness and to know which is the weakest, and you strengthen that.
Strengthen it. All right. So as you see here, I'm just going to remind you, for those of you who are new, the deletion octagon. So when you call in, we're actually going to do what's called the deletion. For those of you who are new, deletion is just eliminate, free, independent, release, protect, forgive, and forget unconditionally. And it's one key. We all have it. It's hardwired to our internal computer. Just delete it. Yes, it happens on the spot. You're going to get to experience that today. Moving forward, we're using our insight. A lot of people say, what is the UN method? So again, just as a quick review, if you're new to the UN method, it's based on insight. What is insight? It's your feeling, your perception, and your intuition. We all have it. And we need to get away from our mind, get away from our spirit. We need to delete that and really use our insight to find the right, what's strong answer. What is the strong answer for us? What's the right answer? You'll be able to differentiate when you're in the neutral space using your brain, not your mind, to find what is right and what's wrong for you in particular. So as we move on, we're also going to talk about sexual neutrality, which is your physical intelligence, no mind involvement, and no spirit involvement. So, Dr. Yu, I know we've talked about this, like I said, in the last stream, so go ahead and watch that if you haven't watched it. But we're just going to get started with some live callers, and really just, this is about action. We want to demonstrate it for you live. We want you to be feeling good. So let us know in the chat, you know, how you're feeling during this live stream as we take live callers. And best of all, if you stay tuned for the end, we're giving the live telecourse away, the Unconditional Love and Sexual Neutrality course, which starts in a couple weeks. So make sure you stay to the end. Okay, our team is here. We are going to get started with our first caller.
All right, 317.
Okay,
323.
Okay, 323, you are on live.
Hi.
Hi, we can hear you loud and clear.
Great. Where do I start? I would like to get some help with my right knee. And
okay.
I guess this is relationships, right?
Right.
Relationships of feeling worthy of finding the divine mate.
The divine mate. Okay, when was your last relationship?
Probably over 7 years ago, but I wouldn't even call that. It wasn't bad. It was just I've never met the one that I've really felt like I want to give my heart to completely. I've never really been in love. Let's just say that.
Okay. So you've never really been in love. Let's take a look at your right knee. So your right knee is in pain right now?
It has some pain, and it's a little bit actually out. It's not completely in. It's a little ajar. Let me say that.
Okay, but you feel something there, so you just baseline of how you feel. Okay, so let's take a look at your knee. You said it feels a little bit out. So as I look at your knee, I feel that your knee is strong. So it's really coming from your left lung. That's called referred pain. So I'm going to strengthen your left lung. I'm going to strengthen your right brain. And I'm going to strengthen your siblings, a male sibling. And I'm also going to strengthen your finances. And just by doing that, how does your knee feel? Same or different?
Well, it's still a little bit of pain. It's on the left part lateral on the outside-ish. And I know, like,
okay.
Yeah, I'm touching it, so it's tender.
Okay, so when you touch it, it's tender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's strengthen you for touching, because touching is weakness. Let's speed up your perception so that the actual deletion happens quicker, because your perception's a little bit off and your mind is really in your body and sabotaging you. So let's delete your mind and delete all the criticizing and judging and blaming and defending and complaining and all the negative emotions, because you tend to be really hard on yourself and you keep things in instead of, you don't talk about it a lot, but it's so stagnant in your body because you don't talk about it. Not that talking about it does any good, but I do feel that you keep a lot inside and that stagnant energy is going to your knee. So I just deleted that. How does your knee feel now?
Still a little tender, but let me see. It's still like, yeah, there's some pressure in it. I'm squatting. I'm doing a little, I'm sitting on the lap. And then I'm trying to push, like, once I can go completely down, and then there's, like, 2 inches before I can, it's a little bit out of the socket. Let's just say that.
Okay, but is there pain, or is it filled out?
It's out.
Pain?
It's out.
Okay, so you don't feel any pain?
It's still a little there.
Okay, so when you squat, that's a weakness. And what I'm doing is I'm actually strengthening you so that you're strong for changing. Because a part of you is not strong for changing. And there's a rigid energy in your life. It's a pattern that you have mentally. And so we need to make you more flexible. And it's the flexibility. It's like you're so rigid and the rigidity is in your mind. So, again, we deleted the mind. But you need more freedom. It's like you don't give yourself a lot of freedom. And that's when I started this stream, I'm talking about unconditional acceptance. So say that to yourself right now. I mean, like, I unconditionally accept myself. I unconditionally love myself and I'm neutral. And if you say that with me, I'm strengthening you so that your energy behind what you say is actually congruent. Because right now, before you came on, it was completely not congruent. If you can follow, does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
So now when you say it, your energy is getting stronger. I feel more flexibility, agility, speed. It's really, you know, the agility, the speed, your flexibility, that needs to be stronger. And that's really, it's more about fitness. It's like your fitness hexagon that Dr. Ian calls it. And when you strengthen that, your knee will feel more flexible. So when you think about your future, does that feel good to you? When you think about going into the end of this year and going into next year and having just more freedom, how does that feel? Giving yourself more freedom.
Sounds rewarding.
Doesn't it? Because a part of you is like holding yourself back. You relate with that?
Oh, yeah, I have been.
Okay, so in your life, think about your future. I mean, I want you to feel more free and more acceptance towards yourself. Does that feel good now when you think about that, like strong?
You know what's weird? What comes up is a little bit of emotion. It feels like a little bit of I want to cry a little. I'm not going to, but it feels like underneath, like I want to cry.
So crying about moving forward. So let's delete any sentiments you have about letting go of your old self, because part of you is holding on to that. So I just deleted all sentiments and grief about letting go, and really ultimately just true freedom. How does it feel now? Same or different?
I definitely. I'm sitting with the energy. It's hard to tell, really.
So,
to be cool. I mean, I know
so
in my head,
I
guess.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to strengthen your perception. Because when I ask you questions, it's slow. It's kind of like dealing with an old computer. So So we need to speed you up. We need to speed you up to the speed of the planet. We need to speed up your internal computer and reboot and literally restart, reboot, reprogram your mind, your body, your spirit on all levels. So as I just did that, how do you feel now? Just take a deep breath in and let go and pure deletion. How does that feel emotionally?
I feel inside, I feel like I really feel, I feel good.
Okay, good.
I feel like there's an empty, there's something, I can't explain it, like a color. There's something inside. It's an empty space, but it's filled with something.
So an empty side, an empty space inside of yourself. Well, Dr. Nelly says
it's filled with color.
And it's filled with color. So that's a good place to be, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Okay, so I'm glad you experienced that change, because it really is. It's interesting that you bring up empty, because that's what you really ultimately where you want to be. And when you're empty, you're more neutral, and you have that self-neutrality. So go ahead and think about unconditional acceptance again for yourself. And you feel more flexible with yourself. Like, it's okay. It's okay to move forward with freedom. It's okay to make, you know, choices in your life and do different things and just change a little bit. It's okay. Like, you're strong with change.
Yeah, it's so funny because actually I am a very flexible person. I'm very flexible, except this happened. And then it's like, yeah, it left me stuck in a way, obviously. So... But, yeah, this is really exciting to move forward. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, is there anything you'd like to share?
Thank you. And can we address the issue with not ever falling, being in love maybe? Or did we just do that?
Well, actually we did do that, because what I mean by freedom, what I mean by unconditional acceptance, what I mean by neutrality and being strong to all that and choices, you're now strong to attract that. Where before, when I first talked with you, I felt this rigidity, and it was unflexible.
Right.
It's like you were stopping yourself from meeting someone. But like I said, it's so important that number one and most important, you got to have that unconditional acceptance for yourself. And then now that you're strong to that, you're strong with your future. And when I feel strongly connected to a partner coming your way, I feel like there's more open and joy right now in your heart. But it's more important than, do you feel that? When you think about meeting a partner, how does that make you feel? Different?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It's totally, I know what I'm feeling now. Yeah, I get it.
You feel it. You're connected.
Yeah. Yes.
And you, okay, great. Okay, that's what it's all about. So it's quick, you know. You just have to turn on those switches that are off and it'll happen. What I'd love for you to do is join our next stream and, you know, keep us posted on that in the chat on the next stream. You know, see what happens in your life in the next couple of weeks. And you will definitely see changes.
I think I'm grateful. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks so much for
joining
us. Okay, so everyone on here, pay attention to how you're feeling, because as I just deleted all our negative thinking and rigidity in her own life and self-criticism and blaming, Dr. Lee, what do you feel for the audience here? Because we're doing that on you, too. So... what do you feel?
I feel you've just done a good job, so just keep it up.
Okay, let's keep going. We'll take another live caller. We want everyone here to feel better. Keep us posted in the chat. Okay, the next live caller.
404.
Okay, 404, you're on live.
Yeah, how you doing, Dr. Kim, in the morning?
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. That's good. I want to be strengthened to find the right partner.
The right partner. Okay, Dr. Yoon, how do you feel?
I feel he's strong with attracting it. It's just that he has some weakness coming from family members that have problems being weak to the partner. So now, when that's got strengthened for and deleted. Now, you have the same question?
Oh, yeah, it feels a little stronger.
Right, it's like you have no question about it, right? I mean, it's like there's so many partners out there, you can get whatever you want, right?
Right.
What's that?
Right, yeah, that feels a little stronger.
Can I guess?
He gets it. It feels a little bit stronger.
Well, it should be a lot stronger. You're not going to limit it to one person, partner, among like 6 or more billion people out there, right? So let's make it so, again, it comes from family members. It's not you. So you just threaten those past chemotherapy experiences. Now, you still have a question about it?
Okay, that feels better, a little calmer, yeah, a little smoother.
Right, you want to attract a partner, like, it's natural you take your next breath, right?
Right, and I have one more question, too, if I could. I want to, I would like to act as a surrogate. I have an aunt that's been sick with lung cancer and pulmonary fibrosis.
Okay, so when you think about her condition, what she's directing to you have an effect on you, right?
Right.
Let's say you receive what's come out of her. So we just have to look at the situation and, it's done. And now let's say you compare with what you said before, when she transmits what she has to you and affecting you now, does it still affect you the same way?
Okay, yeah, that feels more neutral. Yeah.
That felt different, right?
Right, it did.
So what was done is that we strengthened her as far as how she integrates every part of her body. So when the body is integrated, then the body would kind of be strongly united against the, you know, the abnormal cells there. But the normal cells can be stronger, and then you actually deal with the abnormal cell, like cancer cells, or mutated cells, so much stronger instead of being weakened by them. So that's what was done. So you felt the difference there, and I'm just telling you afterwards, you know, what was done.
Okay, I felt it. Thank you, Dr. Ewan and Marnie.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. All right, so we're going to keep on going with live demonstrations. Everyone's going to have different reasons and different causes behind what it is that's bothering them, and we're just going to use our insight and pinpoint exactly what it is that's affecting
you. You always have to use your insight, right? Without the insight, then you never arrive at the right answer to you allow the right answer or give the right answer the direction. Well, not direction, just connect the right answer to the question, then the right answer resolves the problem before it becomes a problem.
Okay, we'll take another live caller.
All right, 561.
561, you're on live.
Yes, hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Olivia.
Okay, and what is it that you're concerned about today?
Well, I've been having very bad pain in my left foot on the heel.
Okay. And is there anything in your life that you would like better in terms of relationships, or relationships with yourself?
Yes. Yes. I lost the love of my life 5 years ago. He passed away 5 years ago, and I wonder if I'm gonna be finding love, another true love in my life again. And if
I'm sorry to hear that, but I know a lot of other people, you know, on the stream too may have experienced the same thing. The loss of a loved one can be, you know, very, very traumatic. So let's go ahead and delete those traumatic memories. It's like and the accumulation of the loss from this life and all the losses that you've had in past lives. And there's kind of like this emptiness and loneliness, kind of a feeling, and missing. You really miss him a lot, and he was, you know, very supportive. Not having that support is weakening you. So let's shift in so that you're, as, you know, an individual, that you're, you know, you have that strong unconditional acceptance and neutrality with yourself, and most important, the individuality about yourself, because there's, you know, it's really important to be independently strong. And so right now, I just strengthen that. But in terms of your heel, your heel feels strong. It's really coming from your right knee and your spinal cord connection to your left brain. And there's something that happened a couple years ago that really triggered that pain. And I'm going to go ahead and delete the trauma from that experience. So just by doing that, how do you feel emotionally now when you think about him, when you think about attracting a new partner, as well as your heel?
Well, I'm open to it. I'm really ready for a new relationship.
Okay. Do you feel, and how does your heel feel? Same or different?
How do I feel?
Your heel.
Oh, my heel? Let me see. Let me step on it. I'm going to step on it. Okay. Well, it feels a little better.
Okay. Okay, so it just feels a little better. Let's make it 100% so that when you walk on it, do you have pain when you walk on it? I mean, does it bother you when you walk on it?
Well, when I walk on it, it bothers me. Usually when I'm resting, and I get up like in the middle of the night, which happens a lot of times. I have to get up like 2-3 times a night because I can't really sleep. I have insomnia and stuff. And when I first get up from the bed, it's like, ow, ow, ow. I get on that heel and it's like, oh my gosh, I almost collapse because it hurts so bad.
So as you're speaking, I'm just going to delete that because what I feel the weakness is that your spiritual memories are coming up when you sleep, and it's really in your spirit. So it's nothing, it's not physical at all, it's more spiritual. So I'm deleting your negative spiritual memories. And when sleeping weakens you, because when you sleep, you've actually lost someone. It's like not waking up, or someone that you love not waking up. And that's really what's keeping you up at night, and that's why when you get up, you have pain. So can you relate to that? So it has nothing to do physically. So now I strengthen you to that. So when you get up, so that one, you'll sleep through the night peacefully, and two, if you do get up, and when you do get up in the morning, that you won't have pain in your heel anymore. How do you feel now?
I'm walking, and I don't feel the pain in my heel right now.
Okay, so you don't feel the pain when you're walking anymore. Okay, so what I want to explain to the audience, you know, everybody has different causes. And for you specifically, just so you understand where, you know, what was in there, was that when you were sleeping at night, like I said, it triggered a loss. And it triggered that, you know, someone you love, you know, you're going to lose them while they were sleeping. Like, they weren't going to wake up. And that actually happened. I deleted all the trauma. And I deleted that out of your spirit. It wasn't in your mind. It wasn't in your physical body. But we do hold memories in our spirit. And you have to pinpoint specifically where those memories are. And for you, like I said, it was in your spirit. So keep me posted. I know you'll sleep good tonight, and your pain is gone in your heel. That's great. And when you think about finding, attracting a new partner, how do you feel? Good?
I feel good. Yes, I feel good. I'm really ready. You know, it's been over 5 years.
Five years.
I feel really.
You're ready.
I'm really ready for some love.
Okay, it's coming. It's coming. All that stuff cleared out, and now you really, you know, you're open. There's a free feeling around you. And I feel a lot of neutral energy around you. So unconditionally love yourself first and move forward with strength and keep us posted on that, okay?
Okay. You think it's going to happen this year?
Okay, so you have a question if it's going to happen this year. So when you have a question, that means there's some doubt. So let's go ahead, delete any doubt. Your mind is telling you, well, is it going to happen? That's coming from your mind. So let's go ahead and delete your mind out of your body so that there's absolutely no doubt, and you're just completely neutral, and it's just going to naturally happen for you. when you think about it just naturally happening, how does that feel now?
It feels good. It feels good. It's a warm feeling all over.
Oh, good, good. That's great. That's great. So it doesn't affect you anymore, that thought? Like, it should have no effect on you when you think about it.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Feels
okay.
Good.
Is there anything you want to share with our listeners after all those deletions?
Well, the pain is gone from the heel. You know, I'm touching it, I'm pushing on it, and I don't feel no pain. And I'm just, you know, I have this fuzzy, warm feeling all over.
Oh, good. No pain and warm fuzzies all over. All right.
Yes.
Well, I know our audience wants some of that good energy, too, so we're directing it your way. Pay attention to how you're feeling. Thank
yeah.
you so much for sharing. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you so much, Marnie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we are directing you to the strength. So for those of you who have lost maybe a loved one, I know that is painful. So we're going to go ahead and delete the energy and move forward with strength because that's what it's all about. Okay, we'll take another live caller.
All right, 626.
626, you're on live.
Hello?
Okay, yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. What's your name?
My name is Karen.
Karen, thanks for joining us today live. Is there anything troubling you or concerned about anything you'd like us to delete?
I have a lot of hard time, difficulty making friends with just friends, people to hang out with.
Okay, so you have difficulty making friends, and you'd like to feel better about it. Okay, so
yes.
Jackie, what do you feel about attracting friends?
Well, in comparison, that's really not a weakness to attracting friends.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole situation would be non-physical related and would be mental. So she's receiving a lot of mental thoughts from other people that kind of disturb her. So she kind of want to stay away from people because they direct their thoughts to her. But then even if you stay away from people, you know, people still could direct their thoughts to you, even if you're not next to them, right? So we would just change that situation. Now, when you think about your difficulty making friends or getting close to people and making friends, you still have that, that's a problem when you think about it.
A little bit calmer. I'm just so tired of spending weekends alone by myself. The loneliness is really killing me. I feel so heavy.
Well, when you talk about friends now, in general, now you have a question about attracting friends.
Yes.
If you have no difficulty there, then you know, you're not going to have any loneliness, and these friends will bother you all the time. So, you have any problem with friends now?
I'm sorry?
You have any problems or question about friends now? You start with that, okay? So now, when you think about friends now, do you still have that thought as being difficult?
I do.
Okay, so we have to remove that because that attracting friends is no longer similar as before. So now think about it again. Are you still find that as difficulty with people? The people still kind of make you want to distance yourself from them?
Yes.
Okay. Now, why do you want to distance away from them? Do you know why? Yourself?
Because they wear me out. I'm always tired. I want to be with
okay,
friends,
now,
but they wear
the
me out.
The thing is that we already resolve their thinking and affecting you now. So you're just mistaken that you think it wore you out. And it bothers you to have people thinking about you, so you relax yourself excessively now. the thing about being worn out now with people connecting with you now, but that seemed like you still have the effect there, similar than before?
No, I feel better.
Okay, so now that's the first step. Now the next step would be loneliness that troubles you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if loneliness troubles you, then we want to remove that. But if you become some of the influences of other family members, again, on this. Now, when you think about the loneliness troubled you before, just a few seconds ago, now, does it still trouble you the same amount?
No, I feel calmer.
Okay, good.
Good.
Because the family members are really your answer to that. They actually don't want to, you know, associate with people. Now, think about happiness, okay? So basically, you think that you don't have sufficient happiness, right? Kind of deficient in happiness?
That's right.
Okay, so you would look at the situation about happiness and not about happiness, but actually the unhappiness that has to be resolved. And the unhappiness has to be resolved, that's not just from you, but everyone relating to you.
That's a big one.
Okay. So now when you think about happiness again, now you still have a question or problem with it?
No, I just had a shiver and I feel so much better.
Right. You answer yourself, right? So you don't need my answer. The answer comes from you. So I just direct you to connect with your own answer. And then when you have the answer resolves your problem.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Yan. Thank
you, Mommy. Is there anything
you want
to share, though? I mean, that's a big one. I mean, when you think about being happy, it actually triggers being unhappy. And that's what Dr. Yan means about being neutral. Happy, not happy.
Well, we bring up a lot of unhappiness that accumulates for thousands of years that you have to be strong to and delete the effect of it.
Right.
Otherwise, you cannot find happiness when you have so many unhappy thoughts and experiences for thousands of years.
So we just did that for everyone, though. Think about being happy.
That's easy enough. You're going to
delete all the unhappy. It's so simple, though, that we miss it. And there's so many people out there talking about being happy.
Well, it's the simple things that we miss. Now, we're looking for the serious
problem. But everybody's looking to be happy. You know, we're all searching for happiness.
You're searching for happiness, then you have to delete all the unhappiness.
Okay, but so share with our audience, you know, how that made you feel, because that was a big one.
I know my happiness has everything to do with my family. I have hard time forgiving my parents. I think the hatred and the resentment, the revenge, it's destroying me.
Okay.
But I don't know how to let them go.
Okay, so let's say you mentioned those things, but it's really not yours. You just misinterpreted yours. They are really your ancestors who have those experiences and those karma. So they want to resolve it before they let you off the hook. So we will just resolve it for them at this moment. Now, how's your hatred and revengefulness now?
I feel like I can't forgive them now.
But you don't want to forgive them. You just let it go, and they let it go from themselves, right? So you're not going to stand in front of them and tell them you forgive them, right? You don't care, right? So, I mean, they do. So they don't even have this dialogue, right? So, okay. So is it more at ease now?
Yes.
Okay, that's
enough.
Thank
you so much.
You don't want to confront the other party, you know, because then they're mistaking what you say, and then they have a reaction or emotion about what you say, and then it becomes an argument, and then it's not a good thing.
Which is really interesting. It's a new way of resolving relationship problems.
Without talking it over.
Because talking about it, chances are, you get really upset, or like you said, the vengeful, or, you know, all those emotions that come up, and you want to talk things out. And talking about it actually energizes it. So the best thing you can do is you, what's these nonverbal deletions, and then it's just gone. It's like it's deleted.
Find the need and weakness and strengthen and delete it.
And then you have better communication, stronger relationships, and there's no animosity, there's no vengefulness. The karma's been completely deleted.
Well, you have good communication without even talking about it, because you're going to communicate on a telepathic level. You say two words that were perfectly understood instead of just talking for hours and nothing happens, stuff gets worse.
Right. And there's a lot of myths out there. I mean, people say that you can't change your partner, you know, you can't change yourself, but that's not true. You can change your partner, you can change yourself, and you do it by doing deletions. And most importantly, like Dr. Inger said, you do it non-verbally. And that's a lot of this you learn actually in the class that's on relationships is coming up. So if you want more on this, definitely join the course, because it's all about, you know, activating this and downloading it and really, you know, updating
Take charge of it, your
internal
and
computer.
Become expert with it and then have complete mastery over it, and then you don't ever question or have problems with it again.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much for joining us. And we are going to keep continuing with live demonstrations so that you can see how the UN method is actually applied and how you get results on the spot. And like I said, you know, you should think about being happy now. Dr. Ian just deleted the opposite for you. So if you feel more neutral, let us know in the chat. I'm going to be, you know, I'm reading the chat as we go along here. So we will take another live caller.
All right. So we got 518.
Okay, 518, you're on live.
Again.
518, you're online. Okay, we'll take another one.
707,
you're online.
I'm here.
Okay, I hear you. That's great. Thank you so much for joining us. What's your name?
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. I can't believe I'm getting to talk to you guys.
Oh, woohoo, you're online. That's great. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. So I have this relationship situation that I'm really having a hard time resolving.
Okay,
and
so
I'm also
actually,
having
I'm actually,
go ahead.
You know what? I'm gonna stop you in your tracks, and here's why. With the UN method, you don't even have to verbalize a lot, and I'm gonna show you an example. She just called in, and I automatically just feel this unbelievable grief coming through, so much that she can't really even verbalize it. So what I want to do first is I'm going to delete all that grief. How would you like that? Just on the spot. I'm deleting your grief. I'm deleting your uncertainty. And it's not really grief. But the root cause of your grief is actually how you feel about yourself. It's almost like you're not feeling that freedom that I was talking about. You're not feeling that neutrality. And a part of you feels like you're losing yourself ability to speak up for yourself in life. And I'm going to delete all those emotions and the karma that you have with your partner. So there's some indirect karma there, misinterpretations. You've had a lot of miscommunication. So I just deleted a whole lot of stuff for you. Take a deep breath in and now share. Do you feel less grief? Do you feel stronger?
I feel confused about the situation.
Okay. Do you still feel sad, or has that changed?
I still feel sad.
Okay. So let's push the envelope here and really delete the grief and delete the confusion. And who specifically is in your life now that you feel this towards?
His name is Rob.
Okay. And with Rob, what... There's a lot of, like, it's a push and pull energy there, and a lot of back and forth energy. And the number one weakness, though, is karma. And so it's not even direct karma. There's three types of karma: direct, indirect, and partial indirect. And what you're struggling with is really the indirect karma and his ancestors and his family and all the descendants. So I just cleared all of that, and that really, you know, a lot of times we're blinded by this. We're wondering why we have this confusion, why we have this grief and the struggles. And the number one leading weakness is karma. And when you delete that, it really changes, and it changes quickly. So with that said, when you think about Rob, how do you feel now? The same or different?
I feel
the thing that feels the same is the confusion about what's happening between us and the lack of readiness to, like, take the leap and be together, and more lack of readiness on his part than mine, which is causing a lot of grief for me.
So taking a week, you said, and being together?
Yeah, like, we're both very drawn to each other and feel, like, a deep sense of connection, and he doesn't feel ready for me. He doesn't feel ready for what I represent and the kind of relationship he would want to have with me. And so it feels very difficult for me and also for him, but I'm in the space of trying to let go because I don't want to wait around. And I also very much feel like he is my partner and like he is that person for me. And I don't know how to let go of that attachment either.
Okay. How long has it been?
A few months.
Okay, a few months. All right. So as you're telling me this, when I tune in, I feel that there's some dynamic weakness. And I feel there's a lot of rejection and betrayal energy. It's almost like it doesn't, just because a present life situation is happening and there's a rejection energy there, it actually triggers all the rejection you've ever had in your life. And it actually, it triggers your parents, it triggers when you came into this life, when you were born, and all the rejection energy. And there are many different multiple memories, there's like thousands of them. So I'm going to delete all those memories of being rejected, and so that you can move forward, and I'm strengthening you for neutrality, so that whether you're strong with him, you're strong without him. You know, take it, leave it. There's a neutral energy there, like it doesn't affect you, and you're okay with it. How do you feel now when you think about him?
I
like,
feel
take it or leave it.
I don't feel neutral, but I feel excited about feeling about being neutral. Like, I want that neutrality, but I don't feel it.
Okay, so we need to change your perception and make you strong for changing, not changing. Perception, no perception, and neutral. So I'm speeding up your computer, I'm speeding up your perception, and I'm the possibilities that are there for you, like, there's a deserving. When you say able, willing, ready, deserving, like, you deserve a strong man, and that you deserve exactly, you know, what your heart desires, so to speak. There's a part of you that's attracting the opposite because you don't feel deserving. So you say that to yourself, you know, able, willing, ready, deserving. And I feel a congruency now with that. I deleted everything that you're feeling the opposite. How does that feel now? And you say, you know, I'm deserving. And just, you know, think about what it is you do want in a man. And when you think about that, do you feel strongly connected to it?
That definitely brought a lot of tears. I feel I think I'm deserving, but I don't feel deserving.
Okay, so Jacqueline, what do you feel when you tune into her feeling deserving?
Well, you know, if you get down to some simple thoughts that's not there. So it's all the M factors that have to be strengthened and delete the effects of. So, and everything is strong, but, you know, that the M factors are the misinterpretation and misperceiving what's going on. So we would just put that back in there of the improvement, not so much about the that broken relationship. The broken relationship doesn't really affect her that much anymore. It's just that the misinterpretations affecting her, and it's not about the relationship, it's just about misinterpretation. Okay, now, how does that seem like to you at this moment, you compare with your first call? What does that seem like now?
I feel a little bit more neutral.
Okay, so let's make it more neutral, right? So let's just strengthen your whole central nervous system to support that neutrality. And and they are completely 100% there, infinite potential. Now,
I feel myself. I feel myself holding on to hope, and that doesn't feel neutral.
Okay, so the hope is that anytime you have hope, you trigger the opposite of hopelessness. So you want to make for hope, not having hope, hopelessness, and not having hopelessness. Okay, now what's that seem like now? Is that still a question?
No, that feels more neutral.
Yeah, good. You don't want to depend on hope and faith and charity. You know, that sounds great, but you want to be able to be strong to all the choices.
Yeah,
that really seemed to, like, hit home with you. I mean, and that's a big one for a lot of people.
Everybody.
Hope and hopelessness.
Everybody in the world.
So how does everyone on this stream feel with that? Because I'm sure everyone's, like, relating to this.
That's a shift.
So the M factors. The M factors are huge misinterpretations, misperceptions, miscommunication. Talk about that, Darkwing, a little bit, because that's so huge with among all of us.
It's so common.
It's so common, and we miss it. It's so trivial.
And the weakness there then indicate that that has to be strengthened, and then indicate it has to be deleted, and that's all you do. It's not that difficult.
Mm-hmm. So if you and it's true. I mean, for those of you who have gone through a bad breakup or you're in a relationship that's just not really, you know, working out, you got to look at these things, the misinterpretations, the M factors that Dr. Yoon just said, and make yourself more neutral. I mean, first of all, of course, and most important, you have to have unconditional acceptance and be strong for that. And then also with everybody around you, whether it's your partner, your kids, your coworkers, whoever that may be.
Well, you make it strong when it's a weakness. If there's no weakness there, then you bypass it.
Yeah.
And go to something else that could be totally different than what you think it is.
Right. Okay. So we'd love for you to share, you know, with all of our listeners, you know, what it feels like now than, you know, when you first came on.
The other piece that I was going to ask about is since the last time I saw this person, I've had a severe pain in my neck and shoulder blade.
But you don't have that pain now, right? But you remember the experience having that pain, right?
I have it right now.
Oh, you have it right now. Okay.
I have it right now since the last time I saw him.
Okay. Then we will find your weakness. And without telling you ahead of time, we will just strengthen those weaknesses that you have and then ask you to compare. Now, when you think about it, your condition, your neck and shoulder blade, whatever you said, does it still affect you? Does it still bother you as before?
The thing about my neck or what we talked about before?
Yeah, the neck. You brought up the neck. That's the last thing you brought up is the discomfort of pain in your neck. Now, you still have
it? Yeah, I still have it. Yes, I do.
Okay, you still have it, then we would have to go beyond what you said. So when you still have it, it's really the perception of yourself because things have changed. You're not perceiving it. So we just go into that process. Now, how's the sensation in your neck now?
It's the same. It's a sharp pain.
All right. It's a sharp pain. That means it comes and it goes, right?
Yeah, it hurts to move my neck.
It's not continuously, right? So you have a sharp pain, so it comes when you move a certain way, right?
Right.
Okay, so when you move a certain way, you have that pain, then you want to ensure that there's no weakness in your brain and in moving your head in relation to your neck, and neck in relation to your head. So you will just find those weaknesses and strengthen those weaknesses, ensure that there will be less weaknesses there. Now, compared before, now how's the sensation in your neck seem like?
It's the same.
Okay. So you still feel the same amount of pain, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Now, what you want to do is you tense your neck and you untense your neck, okay?
Okay.
Tense it and untense it. because you've been relaxing the neck so much now that your neck is not holding your head up, right? Now when you do that, how's the pain in your neck?
It's still the same. It's still really sharp when I move it.
All right. So when you move it, it's sharp. Now, which direction you move it, that you have a sharp pain in it? Left or right or both?
Both. If I move my head to the right or to the left, it's sharp on the left side.
So rotating, right? So now rotation.
Rotating. If I like cock my head sideways, like turn it, you know, if I put my head towards my shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Does that make, like, lean my head? That's where I feel it.
Leaning toward the shoulder, right? So, now, leaning toward the shoulder, there's no weakness there in your cranial brain that control.
I also feel it when I turn my head, now that you mention it.
Okay, now, turning, so... It's really turning this half the first weakness for you, and then when you lean, it indicates a weakness not being straight. So we just train those for you. And now let's look at the situation again. Now, the central nervous system in your cranium is strong, your spinal cord is strong, but your sacrum has a weakness there, and then your missing tail effect has weakness here too. So we strengthen all that. And now when you move your head, and don't think about moving your head, just move your head without putting your mind there. How's the sensation when you move your head when you don't put your mind there?
I still feel the pain.
Okay. Now, it does not register as a pain, discomfort, irritation, have a sensitivity, achiness, burning, pressure, okay? Now, there's no sensation there. Now, let's see where it comes from your emotions, from your reactions. Now, it's really just from mistaken identity what it is, and that's painful. So you bring up all your mistakes, and that's been painful for you essentially in your life, right? So I'm sure you can relate that when you make a mistake, it's painful, right, for you.
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. Everyone, think about it.
A mistake is a pain, right?
Yeah, a lot of people feel they make mistakes.
Do you feel that if you make a mistake, that would be painful for you to make mistakes in your life?
I don't feel like I make a lot of mistakes, but if I make a mistake, yes, it feels painful.
Yeah, so you think about this... person you're relating with, you know, there's a certain part of it is like a mistake, okay? So mistaking, you're breaking up, mistaking, you got together, right? So let's resolve all mistakes, because mistake is painful, right? So we delete it, and now without thinking about your body, see, right now you still have a tendency to think about your body with your mind. So get your mind and just do the movement and see how your neck seems to you, but you should tense it. So that way, your neck would hold your head up the way it was meant to hold it up. So what's that seem like to you?
I don't know. I'm crying.
How's the pain compared with before? It's the same difference. Let's go to a simple step, okay?
The pain still feels the same.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I said the pain still feels the same.
Okay. I say we don't perceive it as the same. Now, it doesn't even come up as a pain. So pain is called irritation. So when we go to the sensation that you have, it doesn't come up. Right? Only thing to come up is the mistake you make. Right? Now,
I think the thoughts of that person come up when I think about the pain.
I didn't get that. What she said?
The thoughts about the person. So what we're saying is that you feel physical pain in your neck, but it's completely non-physical and it's referred pain. And we're doing a lot of deletions.
She's definitely thinking too much.
But
so mentally, I mean, let's remove her mind. Let's remove her mind from her brain and totally
So we didn't do that, but it wasn't the leading weakness. So we wanted to remove the mind,
no mind
from affecting her central nervous system, affecting her life, affecting her body. Okay, so mind has to be out of there. And that's about it. It looks like mind is less effect now. So now, how's your pain affecting you now? Does it bother you to have that pain?
Does it bother me to have it?
Yeah,
it does bother me to have it.
Okay, so we want to remove that bother, okay? So if you're bothered after pain, that means you have some kind of emotion connected to that pain, but you don't really have it, but you connect with other people's emotion to that, what you think is pain, or to that mistake. So we have to remove that that emotion to your sensations.
Okay.
And when I say you don't really have any sensation, you're just mistaken that you do. Okay, now does it bother you to have that sensation compared to before?
I feel more neutral about having the sensation.
Okay, then that's a step in the moving. I mean, that's a step in the right direction, right now. And the reason why you're crying sometimes is because you're letting go of these things that you've been holding on inside yourself, okay? So that's a sentimental crying, okay? Not a sadness. So let's make you strong to accepting that when you have something for a long time and you discard it, you have sentimental tears about it, okay? That's all it is. So let's make sure that you're strong in connecting with it. Okay, are you more comfortable now?
Yeah, I feel that sadness. I have doubt that changed.
Okay, now let's look at the sadness. Again, that's mistaken that you have sadness because it's sentimental sadness. Now you bring up other people's sadness, that other sadness has to be deleted also, especially family member sadness, okay? Now, how intense is your sadness compared to before?
A little bit less.
Okay. So you just have to, cut this short because you're picking up too much time at the moment.
Okay.
You could improve, you have to go step by step improve. We just run out of time to do that right now.
Thank you so much for joining. And
thank you so much.
You're receiving improvement, and it is a process. So some people need one deletion, some people need thousands of deletions. It's a process with each deletion. You're going to get stronger and stronger. I know. Thank you so much. You held the space for our audience tonight, and I do believe everybody is attracted to this group for a reason, and I know that each caller, is connected to all the other listeners on the stream and that you actually direct that energy. So as Jarjee and I are doing deletions, we're actually applying.
Well, you improve, other people improve.
Exactly. When you improve, everybody improves, and that those are some huge issues that came up tonight. I mean, definitely go back and watch our last stream on unconditional love and sexual neutrality, because it was a completely different call. We talked about a lot of different things that, relationships is something, that is affecting you. We do have other streams on YouTube that you can watch. The last one, definitely watch that. But again, moving forward, if there are things within your relationship, whether it's, like I said, a painful divorce or breakup or someone in your life that's bothering you, whether it's, a boundary communication, I mean, the UN method is a completely new way of resolving it. And like I said, in the class, you're going to learn how to use your insight, your feeling, your perception, your intuition, and know what's right and wrong for you. Because, I'm looking at everybody's name here, and everybody has different things going on in their life. And it's important moving forward that, one, you do have that unconditional acceptance. And if you get anything out of the stream alone, it's that. I mean, we're strengthening you for neutrality, not positive, not negative, just that neutral place where you unconditionally accept, love yourself, move forward with that freedom. And, people, there was a couple questions that came up about choices. You know, you feel that you are making the right choices, but then they turn out not to be. And here's the thing with choices is that if your mind is making the choice, if you're consciously using your mind to, you know, dictate your life, your mind is going to sabotage you, and you're thinking about those choices. What you really need to do, get your mind out of the way. Tap into your brain. I'm turning your everybody's brain receiver on. That's what the course is about. It's about turning on your brain receiver so that you're activated to the higher universal intelligence. That's what Dr. and I are doing. We're tapping into the higher universal intelligence to guide us to the right answer, the right choices. When you start deleting your past negative memories, when you start deleting the negative thinking, your negative patterns, and you're going to move forward just automatically making the right choices because your brain receiver is making those choices. So, Dr., do you have anything to add in addition to that? Like,
no.
You are moving forward with the right choices and wondering if it's the right choice.
You already said enough for today.
Okay, so more in the class. Dr. has a whole new class coming up on relationships, and he expands with geometric figures. And more about the class with the geometric figures, you're going to learn about the five destroyers and restrictions coming up and how to clear this. He talked about the five M's tonight: misinformation, misconception, misinterpretation, negative thinking and experiences, and karma. So when in doubt, when you're having trouble with relationships, just actually learning about this. And it's not so much learning about this, it's in the course, that's actually downloading and activating your internal computer, because it's all about internal change. It's not like you just get information in the course. It's all about, you know, it's not information. It's not about reading a book. I mean, the book's great. It's going to give you a lot of principles. But when you're on the course, when you're in the course, it's actually activating it. Same with the clinic. Dr. Yun has 5-week clinics. And every week for 5 weeks, the clinic is different than the course in that you can, you know, get personal resolution. So for those of you in the chat who have, you know, specific pain in your physical body or specific relationship issues that you just want to resolve, or there's choices in your life that you made and you feel like it's just not happening for you, I mean, the clinic's for you, because each week for 5 weeks you can submit a, you know, a specific issue to Dr. Yun, and he's evaluating and reevaluating and deleting each week for 5 weeks. And, you know, what happens is once you register for this, we have a membership access area where you can submit, you know, you log in and you submit your request every week and, you know, really work with Dr. Yun for 5 weeks straight. Some of our programs are 4 weeks, some are 5 weeks. But if you go ahead and click the link, if you like the stream, you see the possibilities of getting better quickly. And, you know, that's really what it's all about. This isn't about touching or tapping or talking your way through anything. It's just that you want to resolve your problem. You want to get to the real reason, cause, and source. And you learn again about the roots and causes and forces in the class. You're given geometric figures, like I said, and Dr. Yuen, to go even further, he'll give you geometric figures like the negative thinking patterns, asking them how to quickly delete criticizing, judging, blaming, complaining, defending, regretting, vengeful, worrying. How do you delete that in less than a second? How do you delete the accumulation? I mean, you're dealing with, I mean, what maybe used to take me 5 or 10 treatments with other healing modalities is just like within 5 minutes now. So with the Yuen method, it's just fast, it's direct, it's laser, it's to the point. You saw a live demonstration. But again, it's all about the geometric figures that you learn in the course. You'll also get the no sexual hang-up sent again. So you'll be neutral, like no distractions, no urges, no sexual hang-ups, no fantasy, you know, uncontrollable things that are bothering you and whatnot. You learn all about that. In the course, you also learn about the sexual instinct triad, strengthening your central nervous system, your sexual organs, letting your brain monitor your sexual fantasies. So this is all about this course coming up. You can click on the link. You get all the dates and the times. You can click. There's a few links here in the chat. There's a few links in the description of the upcoming events. So go ahead, click that link. Like I said, it gives you the calendar of events coming up soon. The class is starting soon, and so is the clinic. But again, if you want to learn how to do this and apply it on yourself and others and your loved ones, the class is for you. If you just want it done for you, you know, get rid of your problem kind of a thing, just the clinic is for you. Submit your, you know, issue or problem every week, and Dr. Yun will work on you. He also does personal consultations. But again, come to our website, yunmethod.com. If you have any logistical questions at all, give us, you know, send us an email, contactus@unmethod.com. That's contactus@unmethod.com. But thank you again to all the people around the world.
Forget about the part.
from.
You want to give away.
So, yes, we are giving away a free telecourse also for the one that's coming up. So I'm going to actually, right now, I'm going to, let's see. Okay, so Sonia Adie, S-O-N-I-A-A-D-A-E. I see you're on here. You just won a free telecourse. I don't know who you are. Don't recognize your name. But thank you for being on here. And we do pick someone out of the chat. So you just won. Congratulations, Sonia. What I would love for you to do is send us an email now, and we'll get you hooked up with the Unconditional Love and Sexual Neutrality course. Contact us at unmethod.com. Just contact us at unmethod.com. Congratulations, Sonia. I see you. Yes, that's you, Sonia. Yes, yes. You won. So it's meant to be. I just, you know, there's no such thing as random, but I tuned in and that's our winner. We do have these free streams monthly. So regardless if you join us on the free streams. The goal, our mission at the UN Method is to keep you strong on a regular basis. There's so much information, we can't possibly explain everything in 1 hour. But like I said, if you want more on YouTube, just, you know, go ahead and listen to our last streams or past streams on different subjects and topics. And we have topics such as finances, relationships, physical pain, you name it. I see a lot of people on here that were asking questions. But like I said, if you have any logistical questions, send us an email, contact us at unmethod.com. And other than that, we unconditionally love you all. Thank you for joining us, for directing your strength. And on that note, that's
all right. Thank you so much. Till we meet again.
Till we meet again. Strength your way, everyone. Bye-bye.